Yeah, I thought we got a lot of things accomplished. We really emphasized 2 minute today. I think I haven't obviously looked at the film yet, but my instincts tell me that the defense had the upper hand. I thought they did a nice job. And you know, we talked to the team last night in the meeting about preparing, you know, practicing like you're preparing for a game, because September 7th is going to roll around. Atlanta in 10 days is going to be here quickly. And in 2 minute, we share with them some of the games that we played last year that came down to the final play of the game, which we had a bunch of those, and how you got to step up and make plays. And I thought, you know, in the team one that we did a pass Skelly one, we did a team one. I thought, you know, Cam Wake actually had a sack on the one that I kind of let be a completion, and then the next play, Finnegan intercepted the ball, you know. And so I talking to the team about, from that perspective, that's how you want to play 2 minute. You want guys to step up. You want them to make plays. It's a critical period of the game. Conversely, from an offensive standpoint, it's a disappointing way to end the 2 minute drill. But so we'll get a take a look at the tape and go from there. So any questions you have?
I'm sorry. No. You mentioned Cortland. Is he your clear cut starter now, or is that still open with Jamar? Where does that stand?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really named anybody. I mean, we're getting a lot of guys reps. I think I told the coaches, Adam, this week to really think about the matchups that we're getting and not be afraid of moving some people around. I mean, we moved Billy Turner to right guard today. We flipped some tackles around. We flipped Dallas Thomas out to tackle. I mean, we've got to look at every combination possible, and this is the time to do it. You know, we have now we only have three more practices in that five practice block that we talked about early in the week, and so. And I thought our coaches have done a good job in even one-on-one matchups, just getting different people against different people so we can get an honest evaluation. So, you know, we're really not concerned about naming starters yet.
One quick follow-up.
Sure.
With Jimmy there as the nickel, he's obviously played well last year. How do you get those young guys on the field if you have, you know, you start doing the numbers and there's just not enough spots in the field for the Jamar Taylors, the Will Davises of the world?
Well, like I said, I mean, there's still competition there, and everybody has to earn their keep, you know. So whoever the best player is, I mean, one of the things I talk to the team about every start of every camp, the start of every off season, is, you know, one of the expectations they should have of me is that we're going to play the best players. And so, you know, we'll just kind of let the competition sort itself out.
You know, looking at the linebackers, I mean, you asked a lot about Koa, how he's adapted inside. Mm-hmm. How about
I like what they're doing. I thought Philip Wheeler's really improved, I think, over the course of it. He had a very good off-season program. He's been solid here so far in training camp. And Donnell, really, I think the benefit of being the Mike has kind of quickened his transition to, you know, outside linebacker position, because, as you know, when you're in the middle there, you kind of have to have a good sense of what the guys on the either side of you are doing. So I don't think it's been a huge adjustment. But there's little things, and I think he's having a good camp also.
How did the T-shirt with the credo first come about, and then what do you think about the final message you found about?
Well, I talked to the guys about, you know, in some of those one-on-one meetings during the course of the year. Believe it or not, some guys think I have too many rules or too many that I'm a little stiff. I don't know why that would anybody would get that from, but. You know, but in all honesty, I said, you know, the great teams that I've been around as a coach and seen and been a part of, you know, the players really take control of it. I mean, I can come up with, and I have locker room policies, weight room policies, dining room policies, player lounge policies, travel. I mean, and it gets old. And, you know, in coaching, one of the things in coaching I always tell the guys is we don't want to coach, you know, don't drop the ball, don't fumble, don't do that. You want to, you know, let them, you want to teach them how to do it. And I think just the best way to do things is to give them some ownership and let them feel like I'm not coming down from the mountaintop and saying, you know, this is a must and this is a mandate. And I thought they did a good job. I thought they gave some consideration, some thought to it. And, you know, I think it's good.
So they came up with the lines for the credo?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What gives you confidence that this year's run defense will be better than last?
I like the way the guys are moving to the football. I think our pursuit for the first five practices to the ball, I think we're getting more guys to the football, number one. You know, I think Randy Starks, I told the team this, I think he's practicing better than I've seen him practice since I've been here. I think I think Earl Mitchell's going to be a good addition. I think Jared Odrick's getting his feet underneath him. You know, I think our front has a chance to be pretty good, and I think the changes that we've made at linebacker can help us. I think Delmas shows up quickly. He plays fast, and we want him to obviously be active in the run support when it's, you know, pertains to the particular coverage we're in. So, I'm excited about our defense. I think they look good so far.
Coach, how will Charles Clay benefit from the versatility of this offense?
Well, you know, we're fortunate to have a player like Charles Clay. Really, it's kind of reversed. I mean, in my mind, I mean, he's one of the harder working guys we have on the football team. Football is very important to him. He's very professional in everything he does. And, you know, so he's got some good skills. I mean, he can catch the ball well. He plays fast. You know, he has pretty good instinct. He has some, you know, a little bit of slip and slide to him. He can kind of, you know, throw a guy by him and cut underneath him or go over the top of a guy. He's got a little shake to him when he has the ball in his hands. He's shown the ability after contact to gain a couple yards. So he's a good football player, and, you know, we're lucky we have him.
What went into the decision to move Walt Akins to safety?
Just a variety of things. You know, he really started there in his college career in the Big Ten. He was a safety, and then he obviously played corner at Liberty. You know, and I think one of the things when you just – if you meet him and you look at him and say, you know, it kind of looks like a safety. And so, it's not wholesale. He's gotten some work. He's going to continue to get work at both spots. But that's one of those things. This is the time of year to look and explore and find out if he's capable of doing some of those things.
Coach, the five-minute cool-down period, is that a team thing, a league-mandated thing, and what do you do when you go in there?
Yeah. No, it's something we came up with. You know, Darren Krein and Dave Paloka, our strength guys, do a great job and do a lot of research, and Ryan Grove, our trainer and our medical staff, and there's evidence, and again, I'm no expert, and as you can tell, in physiology, obviously, but you know, that the rate of injury really increases, and when the body, you know, again, it's too high tech for me. I was a sociology major. But so it's been a good thing. And what we do, we just walk in there, and they've got benches and towels and Gatorade, and the guys sit down for 5 minutes. And one of the best things about it is from my seat is, you know, the guys are starting to, the clocks are in there and it shows how much time, and we get the guys with about 45 seconds, 50 seconds left without any instruction from me. They're getting up and starting to head out the door. So I think it's been good. I think it's been a positive.
Going back to the T-shirts for just a second, what part of that message, is there one line on there that you were especially pleased to see on that shirt?
Oh, there's a lot of good ones. Probably I'm a professional, probably. It was one of them I like. But I think I like them all. They're all good, but that one sticks to me. Kind of, it's all encompassing. It's entails a lot. But.
You know, when you talk about moving guys around.
Team first, too. I'm sorry. Maybe I like team first better. I'm trying to picture the T-shirt on. So,
when
I'm sorry
about
that.
Moving guys around. Yep. Dallas Thomas looks like he's getting a look at right tackle.
Right.
Now.
Right.
Jason Fox getting a look at left tackle in the backup. What, as far as offensive tackles, are you unsettled or is this just diligence, or what is it?
It's a little bit of everything. You know, again, like I said, I told the staff early in the week, I want to see, and I, you know, kind of prompted a couple that I want to see some guys in some different spots. I want to see how they respond. I want to see, you know, I want to let them know they've got to produce and perform, and we got to find the exact right spots for these guys. And some of these guys, we want to see different matchups against different defensive players or vice versa. So it's, it was kind of planned, and, you know, it was, I think it's been a good thing for us, and we're going to continue that throughout the week.
Any concern about Dallas? I remember at the owners' meeting you had talked about we moved him around as a rookie and we wanted to get him settled, but any concerns?
Not really. I don't anticipate it being a wholesale thing. I mean, we'll see if it, you know, again, we got to watch the tape. I noticed a couple things. I thought our one-on-one pass rush, you know, offensively, I thought our guys did some better things in a one-on-one pass rush today than I've seen. So we'll take a look and see if he looks that much more comfortable. I doubt that would be the case, but it could be.
Joe, I know that you've touched on him already recently, but I wanted to get your thoughts on Lamar Miller, just how he's been playing early in the early going, and is he taking advantage of that top spot on the depth chart right now with Notion now?
Yeah, I like everything he's done, really. I mean, he's a guy that this is year three, and as I've said before, I mean, I think his first year, I want to say he had about 150 yards rushing. Last year, he had around 700 and change, and now it's his third year. You know, he knows the expectations. He knows what the job description and requirements are of a running back in the National Football League. So I anticipate that he's going to have a very good season, and I think he's off to a good start.
What about Danny Thomas?
Yeah, he's, you know, competing. I think he's had a solid camp so far. We didn't, you know, yesterday we got some of the younger guys some work a little bit. So he didn't get as many reps yesterday. But, again, we're going to get up there and watch the tape here when I'm done. And I think he's been fine so far.
All right, a couple more.